Mitzvah al kol odom leo v'skol echad v'echad mi'yisrael kegufa. Shenema v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. The formulation is so difficult and conspicuously difficult. If you just look before and after how the Rambam presents other mitzvahs, it highlights that there's no need for the phrase al kol odom in halacha beis, in the previous halacha. The Rambam writes, mitzvahs esei lehidavek b'chachamim kedei lelmod mimaseihim. Not al kol odom. In halacha dalet, avas hager shebo v'nichnas tachas kanfei shechina, shtei mitzvahs esei. Achas mipnei shu b'chal reyim, v'achas mipnei shu huger. Halacha hei, kol hasonei echad miyisrael b'libo over b'los asa. In none of the other cases is there any need, and therefore we don't find this phrase al kol odom. So what is it expressing? What is it conveying here? Generally, in terms of the semantics of the word Adam, Adam means a person, an individual. If there's no specific interpretive context, so then it means any human being, not necessarily a Jew. Obviously in Mishnah Torah, obviously that there is a Jewish context, as it were, and that tailors the meaning. And Adam means a Jew, a Jewish individual. But here, given that the whole phrase is seemingly and so blatantly unnecessary, it appears that Adam has a more specific connotation. In Parshas Balak, Lo ish kel v'yachazev uven odom v'yisnechem ha'hu amar v'lo yasa v'dibe v'lo yikimena. So the pasuk speaks of ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not an ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a ben odom. So in Aderes Eliyo, the Gaon comments, V'zesh ama lo ish v'hein ha'gedolim u'kemosha kosuv aleichem ishim. Let's say the Gaon doesn't mention this, right? Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Shlach. Kulam anoshim. Anoshim is a loshim chashivus. U'ven odam heim ha'pchusim mizeh. Then the Gaon explains, it's not relevant to us in our context, why one is Yechazev and the other is Yisnachem. So Ish means a person of Chashivus, a person of distinction. And Adam, or Ben Adam, he's just, in it's not so much in modern English, but in Old English, so there was the word Adamite from Lashon Adam, which means, one of its meanings means a person. It's not a distinguishing yichus to be a descendant of Adam Rishon, right? One can't really, you know, claim any special distinction by invoking the Zayda Adam Rishon, right? Uven odom hema pchusim mizeh. Yitochein, so ad kan divrei agam. Yitochein, that's the pshat in the pasuk in Parshas Baal Oscha. V'ha'ish bosha onav ma'od mikol ha'odom asher al p'nei adoma. Moshe Rabbeinu, who has the greatest of all human beings to ever live, Ba'ish Moshe, and yet his humility was Adam Ma'od, Mikol Adam Asher Panei Adam. He, despite being an Ish, despite his unique, supreme chashivas, his humility far, far surpassed that of Mikol HaAdam, all the Prusim, all the rest of us, without any distinction, Asher Panei Adam. Could be that you find such a usage, could be. In the beginning of Perek Zayin of Yisodei HaTorah. So the Rambam writes as follows. Yisodei Adas Leida Shorakel Menabe Es Pnei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one of the fundamental beliefs of our religion to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants prophecy. Shorakel Menabe Es Pnei Adam. The Rambam then gives us the profile of the Navi. Adam, shehu memula b'chol hamidas halalu. Adam. So the Rambam describes how his lifestyle of focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately culminates in Ruach HaKodesh Shora Olav. Uba'ez shatonuach olav haruach tis'orev nafsho, his soul mingles b'maylas ha-malochim ha-nikroim ishim, the lowest level of malochim that the Rambam listed earlier in Yisodei HaTorah, v'yehofech, and he's transformed. He was an Adam, so he should be transformed to a different type of Adam. V'yehofech le'ishacher. Now, it's true, this is the Lashon HaPosuk that the Rambam is about to quote. V'yovin b'dayto she'enu k'mo shehaya, ela she'nis'ala al ma'ilas she'or b'nei Adam, ha'chachomim k'mo she'nama b'sho'ol v'hisna b'isa imam v'nehepachta l'yishachah. So the whole time he's an Adam, he's a ben Adam, he's a ben Adam, he's a ben Adam. Then when he's zochet the nevuah, he becomes an ish. So you're talking that again, this, that even though most of the time that the Rambam is just using Adam in its more general and generic sense of an individual, again, be it a human, be it a Jew, depending upon context, but that this Havana of the Gaon is reflected, and that sometimes what the Rambam has in mind, again, is this contrast, that Adam means simple, lacking distinction. Mitzvah kol Adam, lev was kol echad ve'echad misa. So obviously Adam here means a Jew. The mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, then the part beyond that. But Yitochem, what the Rambam is telling us here is as follows. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, a person has to be be'enei atzmo Adam, and everyone else is Echad Mi'Yisrael. Mitzvah called Adam Pchusim. A person has to recognize, I mean, this isn't, a person doesn't have to have recourse to imagination. He just has to look in the mirror and have a reality check. A person has to recognize that he's Bevchinas Adam, but that is supposed to be one's self-image. and has to see everyone else, all other Jews, as Echad v'Echad mi'Yisrael. The challenging instances of Mitzvos Avos Yisrael can only be met, that challenge can only be met when approached with humility, when approached with an understanding that one is Bifchinas Adam. So let's, to try to understand that, let's maybe first illustrate with a petty example, and then move to, try to move a little bit away from the Katnus HaMocha. Hopefully, you don't understand what I'm talking about in the next couple of sentences. That's wonderful if you don't. It's wonderful if you don't. But sometimes other people annoy us. They're annoying. I don't know, temperamentally, they're different. The whole style is different. I don't know whether it's the style of speech or the style of how they carry themselves. And it grates. No E after the I. And it becomes a challenge to have the appropriate Avos Yisrael. So it's important to understand that that reaction is a form of gaiva. We think of gaiva in its cruder manifestations. But it has less crude, more subtle expressions as well. And when one doesn't succeed at Avos Yisrael because people are annoying, because of that, I don't know, gap in temperament, in the style, etc., that's a form of ego. Because really, annoying is shorthand for annoys me. There's no objective annoying. Annoying is, so we like to talk euphemistically, so we just say, you know, Plony is annoying, but there is no such thing. So if I say that, what I mean is that he annoys me. Oh, he annoys me. So that's driven by that's driven by ego. That's a form of gaiva. It's not the most crude or most extreme manifestation of gaiva. It doesn't qualify for the Rambam's Perek Beis Vehilchos Deos called Magbia Libo Kofet Ika, and I don't think it qualifies for that indictment. But it's ego, it's gaiva. And if a person would be Bifchinas Adam, that wouldn't happen. But there's something better, superior about my style, about my temperament. That there's, I'm entitled to disapprove of someone else. So that's the sort of petty circumstance where Bechinas Adam is necessary for Avos Yisrael. But it's necessary in even when one moves away from that katnas hamochen, it's also necessary. I think we spoke last week, 2 weeks ago, at some point, about the Rambam in Motzeach Shmiras Nefesh, quoting the Gemara in Psachim, that a Baal Aveira is mitzvah l'snasa. Not only mutar l'snasa, the Gemara escalates as it continues, but ultimately the Gemara says, mitzvah l'snasa. Yeres Hashem sinasra. And there are, in that sense, there are real divisions within Klal Yisrael. Not only real divisions between Shomrei Torah mitzvahs and Tinokos and Ishbur, which is what Ruba de Ruba de Ruba de Ruba de Ruba of those who are not Shomrei Torah mitzvahs are. But also there are real divisions, although objectively, obviously to a much smaller degree, but subjectively it's more challenging to deal with. There are divisions within Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, within Bnei Torah. And in many of those cases, one may legitimately and correctly view other Shomrei Torah mitzvahs as not in an elu ve'elu sense adopting a different position, but as just being wrong and very wrong. And wrong in a way that has really, really serious repercussions and reverberations. Wrong in a way that justifies, warrants sin. So we discussed, I mentioned that my son pointed out to me, that the Rambam doesn't make this exception in Hilchos Deos. He records the din, that mitzvah l'snasa at the end of Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh, but he doesn't mention that as an exception in Hilchos Deos. So it isn't. So somehow or other, the Ahava and Sinna coexist. The only way Ahava and Sinna coexist is if the Sinna isn't personalized. It's not my subjective Sinna for someone else. It's a principled, objective sinna for whatever element of ra that I'm reacting to. But if it's my personal, subjective sinna, so that can't coexist with ahava. That's a tante disaster. But if it's a principled, objective sinna, reacting to whatever element of Ra exists, so that can coexist with Ahava. What makes the difference, and again, a divisions, even divisions that warrant Sinna, don't have to result in divisiveness, but they often do. What determines whether or not the sinna we experience is a subjective, personal sinna, or whether it's an objective, principled sinna reaction to an element of Ra? Whether or not a person is b'chinas adam. If a person is b'vchinas Adam, so then the sinna won't be my personal subjective sinner. But if that is missing, if one edits the halacha and says mitzvah lev is called echad ve'echad miyisrael, without the alkol adam, if the humility is not present, so then the ra that one is reacting to affects one, and of course we personalize the sinner. Of course we personalize the sinner. The only way the sinner doesn't get personalized is if one recognizes that the definition of the mitzvah is mitzvah al kol odom, le'avos echad ve'echad miyisrael. The divisions within Klal Yisrael are frightening. And it's our avoda what can we do? We can change, each of us can change one person in Klal Yisrael. But that's a tremendous thing. It's our avoda that to be bevchinas adam, it doesn't mean neglecting yiras Hashem senasra. Doesn't mean neglecting that. But if we commit ourselves, work in ourselves, to try to cultivate and recognize the Bechinas Odom, so then it's possible to be Mekayim, what it says in Hilchos Deos, and also what it says in Hilchos Matzah.